Continue in Sefer Chovat HaTalmidim, we began Perek Teshi'i. This is a long Perek. We continue. Aval HaDavar HaZeh, on the bottom of page 178. Aval HaDavar HaZeh lo tov hu, ma shegam hanefesh shelcha sheba ata rotze litalot ulitkarev, ne'elma mimecha. מוסתרת היא בגופך וישנה היא בגשמיותך. חובת תלמידים is saying, he told us last that before we sit down to learn, we should awaken our nefesh as well. It shouldn't be only an intellectual study. Because as we quoted from the Zohar HaKadosh, anyone who says that the levush of the Torah is the Torah has no chelek le'olam haba. We have to understand that the levush of the Torah, which means the facade, the intellectual layer of the Torah, is only that. It's only a layer. But inside, there's all the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. It's not like a regular, mundane study of some topic or subject that we learn. And therefore, he suggested to us, in the last paragraph that we saw, is that before a person learns, he should awaken his nefesh, so that when he is actually learning, and at the time when you're actually learning, you're using your brain and your mind in order to figure out what you're learning, but you already have a nefesh that was woken up, that was stirred. So the limud, the intellectual limud that you're going to be learning, will be associated with a nefesh that is lively. And so it will reach the deeper, the inner aspect of the Torah, past the outer layer of the intellect. So he says, it's not good if the nefesh of yours, that you want to be me'ale u'mekarev, that you want to elevate and to bring closer, if it's hidden from you, if you don't recognize it. It's hidden beneath your physical element, it is asleep underneath all the materialistic aspect of our being, and it's dormant. אם לא תקיץ אותה משנת העולם, ולא תגלה אותה מן מחצלת הקנים אשר היא קבורה בה, if you're not going to wake up your nefesh from that everlasting sleep, if you're not going to uncover it from the machzelet shel kanim, from underneath that poor blanket that constantly covers the nefesh, bametit aleu bametit karev el kedosh Yisrael. How is it possible for the nefesh to be elevated and to be brought closer to kedosh Yisrael? אבל דענה, he says, but no, שהקיצת נפש הקדושה לא כהקיצת גוף הישן היא. Waking up our nefesh is not like waking up our body. אותו מקיצים בפעם אחת. To wake our body up after we're sleeping, okay, you could do that in one time. Some people more than one time. More, some people less. But it's basically a one-time thing that you wake up the body. אבל את הנפש, to wake up our nefesh, רק בהתמדת העבודה שמכריחים אותה לעבוד, יכולים להקיץ. It has to be a constant work of constantly waking up ourselves, constantly learning musar, learning words of the Torah that inspire us and wake and bring out the nefesh that is within us. It needs repetition. It needs constant effort. כי יכול האיש לעשות מצוות בידיו וכל לבריו, אף בפיו להתפלל, because it's very possible for a person to do mitzvot with his hands, with all his body, even to pray with his mouth verbally. והנפש גם אז תישן, but the nefesh, even while doing the mitzvot, even while praying, is sleeping. אף תתעלף, is even faint. צריכים להכריח את הנפש שהיא תעבוד והיא תפעל. You have to bring out the nefesh that it should take its share, do its share in the avoda. It should also be activated. ובזה תתעורר ותתגלה. Only in that way can it be revealed, can it be elevated. על כן, גם בכל היום, therefore, למעשה, any time throughout the day, af b'sha'a she'en ata lomed Torah, even if, let's say, at a time that you're not learning Torah, tizkor she'eved Hashem ata ve'alecha leitkasher bo. Remember that we are avdei Hashem and that we have to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's never a moment in the day that needs to be void of such a thought. We understand that when we're learning, we should try to remember to put into our mind a thought before whom we are learning, why and for who are we learning. But even when we're not learning, we're walking on the street, we're going to the pizza store to buy a slice of pizza. Why not put in a thought into one's mind, I'm a Eved Hashem, I serve you, Hashem. I want to become closer to you. I want to connect with you. Chazek et emunatcha b'Hashem. Strengthen your emunah in Hashem. Chashuv kama pe'amim bayom, he says. He's giving us practical advice. That's the title over here. Kama etzot. Le'it'ale u'litaken et atzmecha b'hem. Chashuv kama pe'amim bayom. Numerous times throughout the days, think to yourself, Ani ma'amin b'Hashem itbarach be'emet u'belev shalem. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart. Avi u'malki, my father, my king. Barur li shata adon ha'olam. It is clear to me that you are the master of the world. Asher barata et kol ha'olamot v'chol asher lahem. That you are the one that created all the worlds and everything that is within them. Hamalachim b'shamayim, the angels in shamayim. Afa b'riyot ha'ktanot asher mitachat la'aretz. Up down till the smallest creatures in the earth beneath, you created Hashem. Ve'ata makif oti u'memale et gufi v'ruchi. And you surround me and you fill my entire body. Avdecha ani, I am your servant. U'lecha kol atzmi masur. And to you, I surrender my entire self. Hafuch v'hafuch b'machshava zo. Turn these thoughts around and around and around and around in your head. Dekol haba, because everything is contained in those thoughts. I remember Rav Avigdor Miller, Alav Shalom, used to say this all the time. You're walking in the street, think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Think about what He gives you. Think about what He created for you. Think thoughts of love for Hashem. I love you, Hashem. When was the last time we said that or even thought that? Not only when we say Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, so now manually we have to remember, and halvai we do that. It's a ritual, it's something that we have to remember. We're saying Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, oh, I have to love Hashem. Not only in those times, even randomly, just to think thoughts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to think thoughts about His Torah, to think thoughts about anything that brings us closer to Him. And this is what he's saying here. This is one of the most important etzot that we can hear, to use our mind in order to develop our heart and to awaken our nefesh. Targil et libcha v'nafshecha lishtapech l'Hashem b'siach u'tfilah. Train yourself to the habit of pouring out your heart and your soul in conversation and in tefillah to Hashem. Hanar, a youthful person who doesn't know much, af hagadol, and many times even older people, im yesh lo ach de'a ktana, even if he has just a small mind, choshvim shekol atzma shel atfila hi ha'de'aga ve'atzarot she'aleha mitpalelim. People think that what is tefillah? Tefillah is about issues. It's about problems. You have difficulties. You have worries. So that's what tefillah is. We pray about those worries. We pray about those issues. Kemo shemevakesh ha'ani min ha'ashir, just like a poor man talks to a rich man to help him, or kol ish min melech basar vadam, or any person who comes to speak to a king, asher biyado lehoshiyo be'ezeh davar, that he needs something, he needs a Yeshua, he needs a salvation from the king. Aval rak ish ba'ar velo yeda, look at these harsh words that he says here. He says, but only a fool who doesn't know much, yachol lechalel kol kach et ha'tfilah, ulechashvah rak tzorech ha'deagot. only a fool who doesn't have much of a mind can desecrate tefillah to that degree to say that it's only reserved for de'agot. You're mechalil tefillah if you think that's what tefillah is for. You're putting down the concept of prayer. And if it wasn't for needs, we would not pray. Mashma, chas v'shalom. Ki be'emet ha'tfilah be'atzma, because the truth is, prayer, tefillah, in and of itself, hitkarvut ha'lev, ishtapchut ha'nefesh, l'Hashem b'tfilah. It's not about trying to solve your problems. That's not what tefillah is about. Tefillah is about bringing our heart closer to Him and pouring our soul to Him, to Hashem. Zuhi ha'ikar, asher b'tfilah. That is the ikar, that is the main concept and idea behind prayer. And he's going to further develop this topic that he just began about tefillah. See you, Zadash.